It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Talking about the Trump indictment with two very, very smart guys who have been kind enough to stay over on the air. Andy McCarthy, former prosecutor, contributing editor of National Review, and Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst. And Greg's got a good, that's a really cool book, Trial of the Century. That's about Clarence Darrow, isn't it?
It is indeed. Yeah. And, you know, it was the Scopes Monkey trial almost 100 years ago.
I know. And it was a great movie. Anyway, that's out May 30th. Greg, I didn't mean to interrupt, but so you have, the allegation was, this is something that worries me, that you have David Pecker and Donald Trump and Michael Cohen in a meeting allegedly together and allegedly in 2015 and allegedly talking about funds going to the Playboy model McDougal and Stormy Daniels. Do you know anything about this, or what can you tell us about this? And Andy McCarthy, chime in too.
Yeah, you know, Pecker was the former publisher of the National Enquirer, and he would have, Larry, no firsthand knowledge of any false business records because he's not within the Trump organization. And, you know, you've got to prove that predicate crime before you can move forward with the so-called second crime of campaign finance. Now, we do know also from previous court records that Karen McDougal wanted to monetize her tale, I emphasize the word tale, of sleeping with Donald Trump, which he vigorously denies. And so she went to Pecker, you know, trying to make money. And whether or not there was a conversation that involved Donald Trump, you know, we don't know. But you still have to prove, as Andy had pointed out earlier, that whatever payment that was made to McDougal was done for the purpose of fraudulently, you know, violating with intent the campaign finance laws. I just don't see how you get there.
Andy,
the one that I would just add to that, Larry, that Greg is right. And the other thing here is this is so de minimis. I think John Turley, our friend, pointed out yesterday that, you know, given the way that Bragg enforces the law or doesn't enforce the law, that if Trump had actually, like, held up Stormy Daniels with a gun and took $130,000 from her, Bragg probably wouldn't prosecute that case on the basis of the standards that he now keeps. But by contrast, if you look at what happened, whatever did happen with the bookkeeping, one of the questions, if I'm Trump's lawyers, that I asked this New York jury is, who got hurt by this? Because I don't see where there's any fraud whatsoever, regardless of whether the company booked this as the reimbursement to Cohen of a debt from 2016 or booked it as a stream of payments that were made to him through the months of 2017, they still expensed it. And there hasn't been any, you know, the Trump organization has been prosecuted for tax evasion. They didn't allege any of this in that case. There's not any indication that I can see that there is a victim here. And when you're dealing with one of these progressive prosecutors who has actual felons in the city of New York preying on New Yorkers, and his practice is to take the felonies they commit and either plead them down to misdemeanors or not prosecute them at all. And then you take this frivolous thing, which at best is something that's incorrectly booked, and you turn it into 34 felony counts at 4 years apiece. I mean, of all the people in New York, Donald Trump is the guy they've decided to prosecute as if he was Nicky Barnes. I mean, really?
Yeah. And Greg Jarrett, you're saying that whatever however these expenses were booked, however they were booked, they had nothing to do with the election campaign, and that's why the Federal Election Committee passed on it.
But even if there's a dual purpose, and it does in an ancillary way benefit the campaign, under the campaign finance laws, that doesn't count as a donation. It doesn't count as a contribution. You know, the former chair of the Federal Election Commission has tried to explain this publicly and said, look, this doesn't count as a violation of the federal campaign finance laws. And, you know, it was personally reimbursed. But that's really irrelevant. This kind of a non-disclosure agreement, which is perfectly legal in New York and most places in exchange for money, doesn't count as a campaign finance violation. I'm sure the defense will have an expert on the witness stand, and maybe it's the former chair of the FEC, who says, sorry, this doesn't qualify. Just read the law. It's pretty obvious.
That's this chap Smith in the Wall Street Journal today.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
You know, I've forgotten his name. Hannity interviewed him the other night,
right.
And I don't recall his name, but he was former chair of the FEC. Maybe Andy remembers.
Nope. Sorry about that.
Nobody remembers, because I never remember anything. Anyway.
Well, he'll be a star soon enough. So.
Yeah,
I'm gonna find and bring him on my show on Fox Business. Anyway,
that'll make him a star.
You're both terrific. Andy McCarthy, former prosecutor, National Review, and Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst. And Greg, good look on that. I love that, the Scopes Monkey Trials. By the way, it was a fabulous movie. I've seen it so many times.
It really was. Spencer Tracy, Frederick March, and Gene Kelly as H.L. Mencken. They didn't look anything alike.
Thank you, gentlemen. You are spectacular. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And on the other side of the break, we're going to do some boring economic work compared to this stuff. But we have John Carney of Breitbart and Mike Faulkner of the University of Maryland and the America First Policy Institute. With how's the inflation and how's the recession? I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
Larry Kudlow.